Dear people, I am sitting in my yard early in the morning and a cool breeze is blowing. I am reminded of a word I received for my China visit. Pay attention to the wind, even the small breezes. The entire time I was there, I experienced natural and spiritual winds that were very refreshing. At the end of 2011, I dreamed I was in a cave, and as I stepped out of the cave, a gentle breeze was blowing. God was awakening something in me. While in China, I literally went into a cave, and as I walked out, a gentle breeze was blowing. The wind of the Spirit is on heaven's agenda. In the Bible, there are a number of symbols of the Holy Spirit. River, rain, dew, fire, oil, wine, a seal, a dove, and the wind, to name a few. Each symbol emphasizes some specific phase or element of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. I believe the Lord is looking to teach us how to be sensitive and discern the wind of the Holy Spirit. Many years ago, when Dale Earnhardt, the famous NASCAR driver, was still alive, he was known for his skill on super speedways like Daytona and Talladega. Dale wore an open face helmet so he could sense what the wind was doing. That was one of his secrets to success on those tracks. Pro golfers will pick up little pieces of grass and throw them into the air looking for what the wind is doing before they make their shots. In the natural, winds are created when a high pressure goes into a low pressure. That speaks volumes spiritually. Humility is the key to experiencing the wind of the Spirit. Get low, and the wind will blow. It is interesting that the first mention of the Holy Spirit is right at creation. A gentle breeze was blowing, Genesis 1, verse 2. That is so important. Gentle winds have huge impacts. The second mention of the Holy Spirit was when God breathed into man, breathing his life into him and creating a spirit, Genesis 2, 7. Winds speak of the life-giving power of the Spirit. One of the ways God speaks with us is in the wind, Hebrews 1, 7. In 1 Kings 19, 13 to 18, He spoke to Elijah in a gentle breeze. We should be careful to not be so focused on the spectacular and miss the voice of the Lord in the gentle breeze that is currently blowing. Perhaps the most famous wind of all happened in Acts 2, verse 2. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. The church was born in the wind, and we are sons and daughters of the wind, John 3:8. We learned to be the people of the Holy Spirit River, but now is the time for us to learn to be people of the wind of the Holy Spirit. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.